Hello, I'm Katie.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're all booked. Welcome back to another episode of Sterling Municipal Library's podcast, where we talk to you about books we'd like to recommend.
And Lisa is joining us with a book by an author that she reviewed, what, 2 years ago? A year and a half ago, something like that?
A year.
So it's we'll provide the link to that one because that was a really good review. But now she's here for round two.
That's right.
Tell us about the book.
So this book is called Verity, and it's from Colleen Hoover, and actually was recommended by our own Katie here.
By me.
So she was like, have you read this book? And I looked at it. I was like, actually, I haven't. So, you know, I do reviews just to see if I'm going to like a book or not.
Yeah.
But because it's Colleen Hoover, I said, yeah, you know, I'm going to read
it.
I'll do it. So people gave their reviews, and there's some yays and some nays. So, but I have to read it for myself. And this is so out of her norm. She doesn't write thrillers or romance suspense. That's not her. She's more just deep love romance.
Yeah.
Anyways, so this one just blew me away because, like I said, it's so out of her norm. It's about, there's an author. Her name is Lowen Ashley. And she's like down in the dumps. She's having a hard time right now. And she actually meets a guy that's the husband of another famous author. She's not famous yet, but she's a famous author by the name of Verity Crawford. Supposedly, Verity was in a bad accident and she can't finish her books.
Mm-hmm.
So the publishing company is requesting 3 more books to be written.
That's some real pressure there.
Yeah. So they asked for her, saying that they kind of have like the same writing style. So he thought she'd be best for it.
Mm-hmm.
So as Lowen comes and she's like, you know, okay, fine, I'll do it because she needs the money. She goes to their home in Vermont and he tells her, go into her office and just look around and, you know, so that way she can start doing her timeline for these books. Well, she ends up finding her autobiography. Dun, dun, dun.
I keep waiting for a twist where you find out that she's locked in the house until she finishes those 3 books. But we're not going that way, right?
No. Well, that's what we assume most writers do to themselves.
Well, Verity is upstairs in her room
because
she can't move. She can't talk. You know, she has this blank stare in her eye from the accident. So as Lowen is going through her stuff, she finds the autobiography and she starts reading it. The stuff that's in the autobiography is so disturbing.
Wow.
For mothers, women, just in general, it was so disturbing to where you're like, oh my God, this lady is evil. So Lowen is, you know, reading it. Well, at the time, of course, somebody asked me, now, is this a thriller or is this a romance?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
No, there is romance in the autobiography. She goes about how her and Jeremy met.
Okay.
You know, when they met and how they fell in love and their romance. So it's in there in the book. So
is the autobiography published or is this just an unpublished manuscript?
It's an unpublished manuscript. As Lowen is reading this, you know, she's feeling for Jeremy. And at the same time, Jeremy is starting to have feelings for her because they're always together.
They're vibing.
And they have a little boy. Well, there's a little boy. Now, there's 2 other kids as well, but you have to read the book to find out what happened to these kids. As she starts continuing to read this manuscript, things come out and she's trying to save Jeremy from reading this. He's already in pain. So towards the end, there's a letter that kind of just throws everybody off.
Oh, man.
So it's one of those books where I don't want to say it's a cliffhanger because it could go either way. You know, so
it's kind of left up to the reader's imagination.
Exactly.
Okay.
And if you have a vivid imagination, you're just like, you don't know what to think. Towards the end, I was like, I don't know what to think now. I'm from the start of the book, I was like already hating this lady.
Mm-hmm.
The end of the book, I was like, I don't know if I should hate her.
Wow.
Yeah, it's I liked
it. That's a mark of good storytelling, though.
It is. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, she's totally out of her norm and very proud of her.
Did she write this before or after the one that you read? Like, when was this one published?
This is 2019.
Okay.
So, no, this is after. And she writes in the book, you know, not why she did it, but, you know, it's kind of something new for her.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's actually, I discovered it because I was looking on the Goodreads 2019 lists. And this was the top one for romance. I like reading all of the top ones just to see, like, what made it. And I was reading that and I was like, is this a romance? This sounds like a creepy, like, serial killer thriller, like, trapped in a house
with
a murderer
thing. Some parts, it was creepy. You know,
all the creepies in the manuscript, right?
No.
Okay.
It's in real
it's creepy all around.
Real time and in the manuscript. But it just makes you wonder, like, how people can be a certain way. It just boggles the mind.
Wow. How spicy overall was this book?
Now, it was spicy.
Okay.
Was it manuscript spicy or was it like spicy all around?
All around. Okay. So.
And then what was the balance between like the thriller aspect of it and then the romance aspect? Do you think it was 50-50 or was it more one way than the other?
It was more thriller.
Okay.
This time.
Okay.
But she does have the romance part in there for the romance readers.
Yes.
You know, and as an avid romance reader, I mean, I say it was brilliant.
Since it's got so much suspense in it, does it transition into the romantic parts of it naturally? Or are there parts where it feels forced?
No, it's naturally because in the beginning, she's talking about it, how they met, you know, the way their lives were together. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, you know, where Loewen comes into it and she has these feelings, that romance starts to you know, to get sizzling.
Oh, so it's kind of like
you get two, same dude.
And that's the price of one?
And that's the thing, because you're reading about it, it through her, she's reading how he was. Then when it's, you know, he has no idea that this autobiography is there. So he doesn't know that Verity was talking about him in that aspect, you know, so...
That'd be so uncomfortable to read.
Right?
I mean, I was blushing.
Oh my gosh. Now, do you think that she... Would you want her to continue with this, like, different sort of genre?
I would. I like her regular writing, you know, because it's meaningful.
Yeah.
Her books are so meaningful. But to get out of this and write something like this, it's good for her as well.
Yeah.
And her fans.
And one question I had, do you think a mystery reader could pick this up and like it, or do you think there's like maybe too much romance or not enough mystery, or do you think it's a good like bridge between those two genres?
No, I think so. I know a lot of people who don't like romance.
Yes.
And some of the words in this book might be a little too much for them, to where they might put it down, but if they just give it a chance but it takes a while before that romance starts.
How far do you even have to get in there
before the romance even starts? The storyline,
the book hooks you before.
Exactly. So, you know. But like I said, I did blush.
Is there anything you want to tell us about the house? Like Verity's house?
Since that seems to be where it takes place, mostly, the book.
Well, according to Loewen, it gave her kind of a creepy feel. It wasn't like an old house, but and then there is a basement. So there's a basement scene.
Okay.
Now, yes.
Is it a creepy scene or a romance scene?
No, it's there's two parts. There's a creepy scene. Not too much of a romance.
Okay,
yeah, it took a while for that. But the house, you know, it's in Vermont, so there's a lake.
Okay.
With the deck, and you know, so it's pretty outside.
It's one of those horror movies where you're like, depending on the lighting, this is either creepy
or
romantic.
But I think her feel was because Verity was in the house.
Yeah. That's what it seems like. House would feel creepy if there was someone upstairs
that doesn't talk or move or anything like
and
that.
You're like also having to ghostwrite their story.
Yes. And read their dirty secrets.
And read all their dirty secrets.
Yes.
I don't want you to spoil it, but can you give us a hint for what made her so unlikable, like at the beginning?
Verity, without giving anything away, it has to do with her kids. I'll put it to you that way.
Oh.
Yeah. So any mothers out there that read this or like any parent or just any person,
there's some dark secrets in there.
Yeah, so it has to do with her kids. And in the beginning, Jeremy talks about it to
Loewen. It's things that Jeremy does not know about her kids.
See, that's where the twist is.
You're like, you're not sure.
There's just so much that was said in her autobiography. Mm-hmm. And then at the end when there's a letter, there's much said there to where you don't know what's true or what's not true.
Oh, okay.
Which is true of a lot of family drama.
Exactly.
You said there's still a little boy, though?
Yes.
Can you tell us about him a little bit?
His name is Crew, and I'll give you a little scene.
Okay.
So Loewen's she's reading a book, and Jeremy and Crew are on the deck because he's tearing it apart. He doesn't want the deck anymore. So at one point, Crew turns, and Loewen starts waving because Crew is waving too, and then she realized that he's not waving to her, he's waving to the upstairs window. Now it's one of those waves, not like hey, it's one of those like hi, someone's looking at me and I'm waving.
Yeah
So the only person up there is Verity, and she's laid in a bed. So Loan gets that strange feeling like, okay, I need to go check this out.
Yeah.
You know, so that's all I could tell you.
Yeah.
You have to read the book.
So moments like that that make you think as a reader, like, I don't really know what's happening right
now. Exactly.
Am I paranoid? Is Loan paranoid? Should we be paranoid?
Yep, there's a lot of paranoia.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad you took a chance on the book. I know you already knew the author, but it does seem like a little bit of a stretch for, like, the romance category.
Exactly. Yeah. I felt like this was going to be different, and it was.
Yeah.
Like
but
I
in
said,
a good way, it seems.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I, you know, I, like I said, I read a lot of reviews, and there's a lot of people who didn't care for it.
Mm-hmm. What were some of the main criticisms?
The storytelling. Somebody didn't like the characters, and I'm like, how can you not like the characters? Even Verity, you know, at some point.
Well, sometimes with romance, I feel like people don't like the idea of real life drama. Like,
yeah,
like they want like cutesy drama, but they don't necessarily want like
Shades of Grey.
Not 50 of them. Like they don't like the idea that Loan is the protagonist, but she also starts a relationship with Jeremy while Verity is
still in the house. Yeah, she's still alive.
Yeah,
but, like, I mean, that's very Jane Eyre, isn't it?
Yeah, like that's just the original romance.
But I think what probably messes people up is when Loan is reading the autobiography and seeing how Jeremy and Verity were together.
Oh, okay.
So you just jump into it.
Yeah, because that's a very intimate look at somebody.
Exactly. Yes. You know, because she would get embarrassed reading it, some of the stuff that she wrote.
But so, she was like, I'm going to pick it back up in a few hours, though.
Once they go to sleep.
I can't stop it.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you're watching a wreck or something like that. You just can't look away, even though you feel like you should.
But it seems like if you were coming for a romance that was about, like, a deep connection and, like, loving someone forever, and you got this book where you're like, oh, no, this person's in a coma, and, like, yeah, they're really bad, but now, like, all this weird stuff is happening. I don't know if this is what I was coming in for.
I think, too, I don't want to call it a cliffhanger,
but
the way
the unresolved, yeah.
Yes, and the thing is, it's the reader that has to determine.
Yeah.
What's true and what's not.
And a lot of romance novels are very much about tying that ending up in a pretty bow.
Exactly. Yeah. And this one doesn't.
Yeah.
So, and I think a lot of people got kind of angry with her.
Well, kudos to the author. That sounds like a lot of risk taking between breaking out of your usual mold and then adding an ending that is a little bit open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After I read the end, I'm like, what?
Excuse me. You forgot the epilogue.
Yeah. Nope. There was none.
That's bold. And kind of awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, it was a good read and read it in 3 days, so.
Seemed like it went pretty quickly, and you could not stop talking about it to everyone here. So if you want one of those books that make you go to work and go, okay, so next that thing that happened in the book was.
Who else did you talk about it with?
Monica.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Okay.
She was like, let me know when you finish.
Yeah.
Tell me what happened.
I didn't tell her the steamy parts, but
that would be weird. Yeah. So.
But it sounds like it was mostly suspense anyway.
Yeah. The majority of the book was.
Exciting. So if you want a book to bridge the gap, this is probably a good one to try.
Yep. Verity by Colleen Hoover.
Awesome. Thank you so much for bringing what sounds like an amazing book recommendation to us. And stay tuned next week for more fantastic books.
Bye.
Bye.